Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. U.S. President Donald Trump warns Tehran has only 48 hours to meet Washington's demand to make peace deal or reopen Strait of Hormuz. Says massive U.S. strike on Tehran killed top Iranian military leaders. 345 Indian fishermen stranded in Iran return to Chennai via Armenia. Artemis II crew proceeding to the moon, marking the first human lunar mission in over five decades. Payal Nag stuns Sheetal Devi to bag gold medal at World Archery Para Series in Bangkok. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad face Lucknow Super Giants and Royal Challengers Bengaluru take on Chennai today. US President Donald Trump has issued a 48-hour ultimatum to Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, a report.
President Trump, in a social media post on March 26, warned that Iran had 10 days to either make a deal or open up the Hormuz Strait. He reiterated the warning yesterday, stating that Iran now has just 48 hours left before facing severe consequences. The ultimatum was followed by a military strike on Iran late last night. Sharing a video of the US military strike in Tehran, Mr. Trump said in a social media post that several Iranian military leaders, whom he accused of leading the country poorly and unwisely, had been eliminated in the attack. However, he did not provide further details regarding the specific targets or the technical aspects of the strike. Jigyasa Pandey for World News.
U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has revoked the green cards of two foreign nationals linked to the family of late Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. Hamida Soleimani Afshar and her daughter were detained by federal agents after their lawful permanent resident status was terminated. Both are currently in custody of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Rubio stated that the U.S. will not permit foreign nationals who support anti-American regimes to remain in the country. The action is part of a broader effort that recently included revoking the legal status of other individuals linked to senior Iranian officials who are now barred from future entry into the U.S. A report in the New York-based think tank Gatestone Institute has said that several terrorist organizations, including the Islamic State or ISIS, have exploited social media's low-cost, fast, globally connected platforms for ideological propaganda, recruitment, mobilization, and executing terror attacks. The report said that through these platforms, the terror groups propagate extremist ideology aiming for mass radicalization by employing emotional and psychological manipulation to influence children as young as 12. The report further said that cyber-enabled terrorism has become a critical national security issue for countries in the Indo-Pacific region, where end-to-end encrypted messaging platforms and online recruitment have connected a substantial percentage of youths to terror networks. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. A total of 345 Indian fishermen stranded in Iran amid the ongoing West Asia conflict arrived safely in Chennai yesterday evening after being evacuated through Armenia. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, the fishermen were brought back as part of India's continued efforts to ensure the safety of its nationals in the conflict-affected region. Earlier in the day, External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar, in a social media post, expressed gratitude to the Armenian government for facilitating the evacuation and thanked his counterpart Ararat Mirzoyan for enabling the safe transit of Indian nationals from Iran to India amid the conflict. The Artemis II crew is proceeding to the moon, marking the first human lunar mission in over five decades since Apollo program. The four astronauts that are on the mission are Victor Glover, Reid Weissman, Christina Koch, and Jeremy Hansen. They are expected to conduct a lunar flyby, including imaging the moon's far side, before returning to Earth. The mission is set to travel more than 4 lakh kilometers from Earth before making a U-turn behind the moon and heading home without stopping or entering the lunar orbit. The record is currently held by Apollo 13. Speaking from the space, the crew for NASA's Artemis II mission have described seeing the far side of the moon for the first time.
The Earth is almost in full eclipse, the Moon is almost in full daylight, and the only way you could get that view is to be halfway between the two entities. It is truly awe-inspiring up here.
Last night, we did have our first view of the moon far side, and it was just absolutely spectacular.
The higher reaches of Himachal Pradesh and Jammu and Kashmir witnessed fresh snowfall as a spell of wet weather, driven by a western disturbance, gripped North India, bringing rainfall to parts of Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, and Rajasthan. Rains and hailstorms have continued to lash the northern states intermittently this week, with wheat growers in Punjab, Haryana, and Rajasthan staring at major losses due to crop damage. In Jammu and Kashmir, snowfall also led to the closure of many important inter-district roads. The Shimla Meteorological Office has issued an orange alert for hailstorms, thunderstorms, lightning, and gusty winds with speeds of 40 to 50 kilometers per hour in the Chamba, Kangla, Kullu, Mandi, and Shimla districts on Tuesday and Wednesday. Easter is being celebrated across the globe today. It signifies the resurrection of Jesus Christ after his crucifixion and death at Calvary on Good Friday. The event marks the culmination of the Holy Week of prayers, penitence, and recalling the final phase of Jesus Christ's life. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the countrymen on the occasion of Easter. In her message, President Murmu urged citizens to renew their resolve to promote harmony, peace, and brotherhood, and strive collectively for a better future. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan also extended his greetings to the countrymen on the occasion of Easter. In a social media post, the Vice President said that the life and teachings of Christ reflect the enduring values of love, sacrifice, forgiveness, and service to others. On to sports now. In the World Archery Para Series, teenage quadruple amputee archer Payal Nag defeated world number one Sheetal Devi to win gold in the compound women's final in Bangkok. The 18-year-old secured a 139-136 victory in the compound women's final as India signed off with 16 medals, including 7 gold, 5 silver, and 4 bronze. Among other highlights, Toman Kumar clinched gold in the compound men's event, while Bhavna won the recurve women's title. Toman defeated Australia's Jonathan Milne 146-142 in the compound men's final, while Bhavna outclassed Thailand's P. Pathavayo 6-0 in the recurve women's summit clash. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Gujarat Titans by 6 runs in a last over thriller at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. Chasing a huge target of 211 runs set by Rajasthan Royals, the host Gujarat Titans fell 6 runs short and faced second consecutive defeat in the league. In today's fixture, Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Lucknow Super Giants at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad at 3:30 p.m., while Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Chennai Super Kings in the second match of the day at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru at 7:30 p.m. And U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed today that a second U.S. crew member from a downed F-15E Strike Eagle in Iran has been successfully recovered following what he described as one of the most daring search and rescue missions in American military history. The F-15E Strike Eagle was carrying 2 personnel, a pilot and a weapons systems officer. While one crew member had been rescued shortly after the incident, the second remained missing, triggering a complex and high-stakes recovery effort. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. U.S. President Donald Trump warns Tehran has only 48 hours to meet Washington's demand to make peace deal or reopen Strait of Hormuz, says massive U.S. strike on Tehran killed top Iranian military leaders. 345 Indian fishermen stranded in Iran returned to Chennai via Armenia. Artemis II crew proceeding to the moon, marking the first human lunar mission in over 5 decades. Payal Nag stuns Sheetal Devi to bag gold medal at World Archery Para Series in Bangkok. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad face Lucknow Super Giants and Royal Challengers Bengaluru take on Chennai today. That's all in world news. Stay tuned to Akashvani.